The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome to Hollywood and Levine. The holiday season is here, beginning with Thanksgiving, and I would like to do my annual turkey show. Now, this is not an original idea of mine. I have to cop to that. There was a program director, disc jockey in San Diego in the mid-70s, Bobby Rich, who worked on KFMB in San Diego, and he used to do this, where for Thanksgiving, he would have the turkey hour, and he would play some appalling, unbelievably terrible songs. So I thought, you know what, once a year, I should do that here on the podcast, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, the key to these songs are that they're not novelty songs, okay? They're not comedy songs. All of these songs are sung in earnest. There's no irony attached to any of these songs. They think they're being emotional. They think they're being good. And as you will hear, they are anything but. Yeah, you might have to hold on to something when listening to a couple of these, but still it is worth it, and hopefully you're going to get some laughs. So welcome to Turkey Week on Hollywood and Levine. And we start, of course, with Frank Sinatra. It would not be a turkey program without Frank Sinatra. One of the greatest singers of all time, agreed. I love the man. But, you know, he got into the 60s, and all of a sudden, he was no longer relevant, and all of that Rat Pack ring-a-ding-ding stuff really didn't work. So here is Frank trying his best to hold on to that while still being hip and still attracting the kids. This is Bim Bom Baby.
Take a mip-map-mop and a brim-bram-broom and clim-clam-clean-up the rim-ram-room, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight. Get my slim-slam slippers and my easy chair, run your flim-flam fingers through my greasy hair, then kiss me, baby, let me hold you tight. Been north and south and east and west, but even a honeybee needs some rest. When I get my jacket and my trousers pressed, I follow the swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim-wham worry if my train is late, gonna shim-sham shuttle on a frim-fram freight, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight. And a brim-bram-broom, clim-clam-clean-up the rim-ram-room, cause your bim-bam baby's getting back tonight. Get my slim-slam slippers and my easy chair, run your greasy fingers through my greasy hair.
Kiss me, baby, let me hold you tight. I've been north and south and east and west, but even a honeybee needs some rest. When I get my jacket and my pants all pressed, I follow the swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim-wham worry if my choo-choo's late. Gonna shim-sham shuttle on a frim-fram freight, 'cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight. 'Cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight.
Yeah, he sounds like a crazy old man, doesn't he? But hey, at the time he recorded this, he was sleeping with a 19-year-old girl, Mia Farrow. So hey, he did better than you kids. That's Frank Sinatra, Bim Bam Baby on the Turkey Hour here at Hollywood and Levine. Moving on now to a television theme. This is one of your favorites. I'm sure you can sing along with Mr. Ed.
Ein Pferd, ja, das fährt's mit ein PS, und daran ist gar nichts Besonderes. Doch wenn das Pferd doch singt, ich wett, das ist Mr. Ed. Denke nicht an die Pferd, da ist bestimmt ein Pferdefuß. Geh hin zu ihm, es spricht mit dir und zeig dir die Zähne zum Gruß. Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest, auch wenn dieses Pferd mit sich reden lässt. Man schaut dem Gau nicht so sehr aufs Maul.
Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest. Ein Pferd ist ein Ding, das man gehen lässt.
Doch spricht es wie ein Mensch, so nett ist es nur der Mr. Ed.
Ein Pferd, ja, das Pferd mit ein PS, und daran ist gar nichts Besonderes.
Doch wenn das Pferd noch singt, ich wett, das ist Mr. Ed.
La 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 la.
Denke nicht an die Pferd, da ist bestimmt ein Pferdefuß. Geh hin zu ihm, es spricht mit dir und zeigt dir die Zähne zum Gruß. Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest, auch wenn dieses Pferd mit sich reden lässt. Man schaut dem Gaul nicht so sehr aufs Maul, denn das wär nicht nett.
I don't know who recorded that, maybe Martin Bormann, but that is the Mr. Ed theme in German. Now we move on to a love song. And again, like I said, these are not songs that are meant to be comedy records. This was done in complete earnest. The group is Candy and the Kisses. I believe the year was 1999. And it's a touching song called I'll Settle For You.
Ooh.
that brings a tear to a glass eye. Candy and the Kisses, and I Will Settle for You. Bob Dylan was considered the voice of a generation, my generation, back in the 60s. And he had a lot of really socially relevant songs that were covered by a lot of different people. One of his most popular songs was called Mr. Tambourine Man. The Byrds had a big hit of it, and there were a lot of folk singers who also sang that song, but none of them gave it this rendition. Probably the best version of Mr. Tambourine Man you're ever going to hear. It's done by the Chipmunks. Next to Freddie Mercury, I guess you'd have to say that Alvin of the Chipmunks has the greatest voice in rock and roll. That was Mr. Tambourine Man here on the Turkey Show. And now we move forward to a song from the late 60s. There was a big hit called The Elusive Butterfly of Love by a guy named Bob Lind, and this was his follow-up song. And you talk about earnestness. You talk about a guy emoting. This is supposed to be a tender, touching song, but the lyrics are so insanely insipid that it's almost impossible to listen to this all the way through and not laugh. And remember, he was serious. The name of the song is Truly Julie's Blues. And again, Bob Lind on Hollywood and the Line.
When you're thirsty and no one will fill your cup for you, and your well-dressed friends don't want you on their street, when you're so far down the gutter looks like up to you, I will still be kneeling at your feet. I will still be kneeling at your feet. When you can't remember where you left your laughter, and you forget the definition of your name, yesterday sets fire to your ever after, I'll reach down and pull you from the flame. I'll reach down and pull you from the flame. lay their crutches down and walk away. And you realize that all their mothers hate you. I'll be there to hear the things you say. I'll be there to hear the things you say. When at last your bitter problems all ignore you, and you've come out clean, everything is done, and you realize I've been through it all before you. Come down and walk beside me in the sun.
All the crippled children laying down their crutches and their moms hate you. Oh, man, that's a Bob Lynden, Truly Julie's Blues. Well, once the Beatles broke up and John hooked up with Yoko Ono, they became very serious, very political, very weird. And there was one point where they were holed up in a hotel for a number of days making a peace statement. And they wrote a song about it called The Ballad of John and Yoko. And it was covered by an orchestra leader named Percy Faith. Now, Percy Faith, back in 1959, had the number one song of the year, Theme from a Summer Place. But here, he uses the same kind of orchestration to do The Ballad of John and Yoko. Ballad of John and Yoko, as you've never heard it before. While we're on the subject of the Beatles, a lot of times these old-time crooners from the 30s, 40s, and 50s wanted to still be in the game and still be hip, so they would record contemporary songs. We played one by Sinatra earlier. Well, Bing Crosby, no binger. He had one, too, and this one goes on forever, so I'm going to, like, fade it down so you don't have to listen to the entire thing. But this is Bing Crosby doing Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her undo your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel a pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For now you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Let me down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
So let it out and let
a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Pom, 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 pom. Hey, Jude.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Hey Jude by Bing Crosby. Well, another great crooner from that era is Ella Fitzgerald, one of the greatest singers ever. I love Ella Fitzgerald. And back in 1959, one of the huge hits of the year was a swinging version of Mack the Knife done by Bobby Darin. You probably have heard that one. Well, it was covered by everybody. And pretty much every performer in their live act did Mack the Knife. So this is a live recording of Ella Fitzgerald doing Mack the Knife, except for one thing. She forgets the words. She gets screwed up on the lyrics. And it's not like she did half the song right and then kind of went off track. No. From the third note, she's off. And listen to her try to cover. It's truly remarkable. She is a trooper, but this is a singer absolutely lost. And meanwhile, the orchestra is just blazing away. You know, they're just going full steam ahead. And Ella Fitzgerald is trying her best to salvage Mack the Knife.
Out of sight. Oh, the shark bites. while it billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's McHeath, dear? So there's not a trace of red. Ah, Sunday morning, eyes of body oozing light. Someone sneaking round the corner. Tell me, could it be McKnight? Oh, what's the next chorus to this song now? This is the one now. I don't know, but it was a swinging tune, and it's a hit soon. So we tried to do
Ella Fitzgerald and Mac the Knife. She makes all of those references to Louis Armstrong. I don't think Louis Armstrong ever actually recorded Mac the Knife. I mean, he did Hello Dolly and a lot of other things, but I don't know if he ever did Mac the Knife. But I guess that's the only impression that she was able to do. Next week will be my 100th episode, and so I have some surprises for you. Hope you'll come back for that. Our thanks, as always, to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler and to Howard Hoffman. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Hollywood and Levine, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Ken Levine. And if you want to email me for any reason whatsoever, easily done, HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com, HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. Okay, I am going to now leave you with one more song, and I dare you to sit through the end of this record. I put it at the end so that you can just cut it off at any time, but I dare you to make it all the way through. I don't know who sings this, but it is O Holy Night
Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error high, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, on your knees, oh, hear the angels fall.
Kudos to you. You actually did listen to the whole thing. Oh, man. Okay, that's going to do it for this week. Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. My 100th episode next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.